Margo hates it when I do that, but I do it anyway because I really mean it, Margo. It means a lot to us all. Well, we got one more set of music here. Many people wonder, I know the question came up in last night's concert. Well, we talk a lot about the history of this music and the traditions and the cultures that have developed over the last centuries that have got us to this point. And we often wonder, well, what's coming down the road? And there are many ways of looking at the future. I particularly think we're going to get a good glimpse of the future right here. The Bing Brothers Band go back for generations of West Virginia music, but they keep it traditional. They come around to all the Fiddler's Conventions. They play the old tunes from West Virginia, but they spin it their own way. Dave Bing been here all week teaching, and Tom Arnold and John Blizzard have also been here teaching, and they'll introduce the bass player here when they get out. So let's make them welcome. This is the Bing Brothers Band.
Tom Arnold there, did you? Oh, boy. Thank you, John.
By the way, that's the best happy birthday I ever heard. You can tell it's vocal week here, Dean.
Tom Arnold. Wait.
I don't know what to do now.
The skipper.
Yeah, skipper.
Shall we? Thank you. That was a tune from Buddy Thomas that we learned a few years back, and it's one called either Hollow Poplar or 9 Miles Outside of Louisville. We've argued about it all week, but we'll call it Hollow Poplar tonight because John Morris, that's what he called it. Okay, here's one from Don Stover, who was he picked with the Lilly Brothers for a time. He played both bluegrass and old-time banjo. And he wrote this one as a writ, I'm in tune, wrote this as a old-time piece. This is, most of you, I'd say, have not heard this before, so this will be a new tune for you. It's called Picked Up a Hammer and Knocked Him in the Head.
Picked up a hammer, knocked him in the head. I picked up a hammer, knocked him in the head. I
sure was glad to get in bed. Seven little bugs were in there with me.
Picked up a hammer, knocked them in the head. I picked up a hammer, knocked them in the head.
Last year was the first year that they had some poetry read down at the, or that I know of, down at the festival. And a friend of mine came up and read, and he's the president of the West Virginia Writers Association. And me and him beat each other up in basketball when we were in high school. And we've gone through a bunch of years beating each other up. But he's gonna come out now and do a couple of poems for us. And please put your hands together for Kirk Judd.
Hey, Kirk.
Hey, dude. Okay, thank you very much. This first poem was written about the same things that are going on here, the passing down of the musical tradition, but it was written in a little less formal setting than these workshops here at Augusta. This was written up on the Williams River area of Pocahontas County with a name that you all have probably heard some this week, Sherman Hammonds. The tune that Dave is going to play is Sherman's version of Liza Jane, and the title of the poem is In the Cabin. Moisture in the air freezes right in front of your eyes. It sparkles all around you in the astonishing light of the full chrome moon and lifts you up and up into the unimaginable stars. From here, you see through those frozen ivory sparks the Blacksnake Road, the sword glint of big laurel twisting under dark patches of pine, an owl slicing over shimmering fields, fading into the silent heart of night. From here, somehow, you see in the cabin the fire burning, Dave fiddling, the bottle hanging between hands, now just a spoonful, boys, the worn wood curve of the cane, dark stain from the oil of the old man's hand, Sherman laughing, his crackling eyes choreographing, fire dancing diamond notes shot from Tim's vibrant banjo, Mike's breathless mandolin, crystalline iced windows by stuttering lamps mirroring the scene back onto itself in sheets of silver and shafts of flickering light. This will stay. From here, somehow, you see this, all this will stay. You turn, open the door. In the cabin, Dave fiddles. The fire burns. Thank you. This next poem is also about what's going on here. It's titled, "The High Country Remembers Her Heritage." My people was music. Their lives were poems told in the old language of earth and seasons, rain and sun, field and sweat, stream and blood. My people was music. They come to this country in fiddle cases thowed on the tide. They burst on the shore and notes was their babies, and they spread over the land, moving up the valleys and the hollows with the piping of the wind, moving up the rivers and the runs with the rhythm of the spawn, the pulse of blood on membrane beating, coming home to live, coming home to die, coming home to live, coming home. My people was music. They throwed down roots and growed up families and stayed. Stand with your heart in the earth and your hand in the sky, and hear them in the hum of the planets, in the songs of the stars that carry the cadence of time. Hear your granddaddy in the high fiddle string, your rogue uncle in the banjo ring, your button shoe aunt in the corner guitar, keeping time, keeping time, keeping time. Hear them in there, 'cause that's where they is. My people was music. They didn't have no politics nor economics. They didn't write no newspapers nor history books. That's not how their legacy is kept. Their lives are the poems of my soul and the songs of my breath. My people is music. And if you want to know, you've got to be able to hear. Thank you.
Another hand for Kirk Judd, please. Thank you very much. We sneaked an Irish tune in on you there at the end. Gravel Walk was that third piece. The second one was Elzick's Farewell, and the first one was Grumbling Old Man and Growling Old Woman, a couple of Clay County fiddle tunes that we've heard from various old-timers from up in there, and that one means a lot to us. And I think Kirk explained it well for us. Hold it a handy way.
Okay.
We're going to do one now that we had on our tape, and we have more yells for this than anything else, and there's nobody that sings it like Tom Arnold.
But they lie, though.
Where's Rosie?
No, actually, let me introduce him correctly. This is Danny Arthur on guitar. And I would like to also mention our favorite bass player back here, been playing with us for a while, and I hope he hangs with us. This is Mike Smith from Culloden on the bass. Us three, you've seen us late at night around here. roaming the asphalt. This one's a little in reverse from the normal mountain ballad where people get usually the lady gets stabbed, kicked, thrown in a river, hit with a shovel, buried alive, all those things. A little comeuppance in this one, and it's called Cruel Willie.
Cruel Willie, ain't you sad for making all the women feel bad? Cruel
Okay, let's do a dance tune. Most of these things we play originated or were kept alive by being dance tunes that were played in small communities all really across the country, but especially here in Appalachia. We're going to try one now. We're going to call out some dancers, Eileen Carson, Tina Hicks, and Everett Lilly.
Eileen Carson, Tina Hicks,
woo,
John Lilly.
Okay.
Everett Lilly.
Everett Lilly out there dancing.
John Lilly. It's worse than Tom.
And listen, we've had a great time here this week. I know it's been a long night. It's been a long week. We appreciate you coming out. I'm sure everyone thanks you. It's been a great old time and vocal week. We hope to see you again up here. We're going to end it on a quick note, a slam dancer. So see you around. Thank you. Thank y'all.
Danny Arbor and the Bing Brothers Band. Mike Smith on bass. But it's not over till the fat lady sings.
Wait a minute! The show ain't over. My man Joe hasn't played. Don't get your ass out of here. Fifi! Everybody, I want you to take care of my man Joe. The show ain't over till the fat lady sings. And the fat bearded lady hasn't sung yet. Hit it, Joe.
Thanks, honey. Well, swing your partner, do-si-do. Get on line, don't you know. Get up right, get it now. Get along, and ha-ha. Well, playing that old time, scaring off kids, kicking at a sneaking like Lincoln did.
Love you, Joe.
Hey, thank you, honey.
Okay.
Oh, honey, wait. You're so beautiful tonight. I just wanted to thank everybody since this is my big chance and everything. I want to thank everybody for sharing all the bathroom facilities and being so nice and sharing all the kitchen spoons and all that good stuff that everybody's been sharing around here and all the good music. And I'd like to thank you and thank you again and love you very much, honey. Isn't she a gem?
I love you, Joe. I love you. This is the greatest. Me.
There's a dance in the pavilion tonight. Denise Reese is calling. Cajun Jam on the porch of Callihurst. Gospel sing at 10:30 tomorrow morning in the chapel. Thank you all very much for coming.